Good evening. This is Shabshachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Padma Shri Award to noted social worker Techi Gubin from Arunachal Pradesh at the first civil investiture ceremony this year in Rashtrapati Bhavan, New Delhi. Mr. Gubin is among 113 distinguished personalities selected for the Padma Awards this year. A retired chief architect under the Public Works Department, Gubin has been recognized for his contributions to public service, leadership roles, integrated development of Janjatis across the country and focus on the protection of the Doni Polo faith and the promotion of indigenous traditions at the grassroots level. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Indian Ministers Amit Shah, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and H.D. Kumaraswamy, among others, were also present on the occasion. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today reaffirmed the state government's unwavering commitment towards ensuring a fair, transparent and merit-based recruitment system. He was addressing the felicitation and distribution ceremony of orders of appointment to 404 successful candidates of the Junior Engineer Combined Recruitment Examination 2025 conducted by the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission, APPSC. Congratulating the newly appointed junior engineers and their family members, Mr. Khandu said the achievement of the successful candidates was a result of hard work, merit and the unwavering support of parents, guardians and well-wishers. He lauded the APPSC for conducting the examination in a transparent and time-bound manner. The Chief Minister informed that the state government would soon facilitate professional training for the newly appointed engineers in collaboration with reputed institutions before their field postings. The District Administration and District Disaster Management Authority, DDMA Capital Itanagar, have intensified emergency safety and mitigation measures to safeguard residents and prevent any untoward incidents. A joint inspection team comprising DC Capital Toko Babu, SP Itanagar, Jhumar Basa, along with other officials, carried out an on-site inspection yesterday of the landslide-affected area behind Siddhartha Vihar Hall, Itanagar, to assess the ground situation and take immediate preventive measures. In view of the imminent threat posed by the landslide-prone area, notices under Section 152 of the BNSS 2023, read with Section 30 of the Disaster Management Act 2005, were served on residents residing below and near Siddhartha Hall, directing them to evacuate vulnerable locations within 24 hours and shift to safer places. In the meantime, the DDMS stated that continuous monitoring of the affected area is underway and appealed to residents to cooperate with the authorities and prioritize safety by relocating to safer locations. The Election Commission of India has decided to hold election to the Council of State, Rajya Sabha of Arunachal Pradesh, as the term of office of one member elected from the state is due to expire on 23rd June next. The Commission has adhered to take adequate measures for close monitoring of the election process by appointing observers to ensure free and fair election. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, Itanagar, in collaboration with the National Commission for Women, New Delhi, is going to organize a one-day Jan Sunwai Rashtriya Mahila Ayog Aapke Dwar on 29th May at Deputy Commissioner's Camp Office, IG Park, Itanagar. The Commission further informed that NCW Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar will be on a four-day tour to Itanagar and Zero from Wednesday. In the meantime, the Commission has urged any aggrieved woman to come forward and file a working complaint or seeking counseling to attend the Jan Sunwai. The public are encouraged to attend the Jan Sunwai and bring relevant documents related to their grievances for effective and speedy resolution. The district police Tawang today conducted a strict ILP checking drive at Bomdir Nala Bridge in West Kameng district. During the drive, tourist vehicles entering the state were thoroughly checked for ILP vehicle documents and any illegal or narcotic items. Three ILP defaulters were detected and forwarded for further legal action, while challenges were issued against four MB Act violators. Meanwhile, Home Minister Mamanathung, in a social media post, has commended the sincere efforts of all police personnel involved in carrying out the drive with vigilance and responsibility. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.